Hey people, are you in the market for a very cool and unique pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, they're the best. I mean, they have everything you could possibly want from the original stuff. They have modern day interpretations of the original stuff. They do prescription. They do restoration. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase, please email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. You can also visit their website at www.retrospects.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping anywhere within the U.S. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I interview good client Charu Seth. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's going on, watch fans? I'm on the phone with good client Charu Seth. How are you doing, Charu?
Doing good, Zamit. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I know it's a really early morning for both of us. Charu has kids. I don't at this point, luckily, but Charu, was so kind enough to agree to do this podcast. And I know you have a million things going on, but I just wanted to enlighten my listeners about, you know, your experience of working with me, because I find it's very fascinating. Most of my clients I meet face-to-face or I'm referred clients on a regular basis, but you kind of, you met me through a different avenue, which is kind of cool, which is, you know, my website. Do you want to kind of explain to the public about sort of your experience and how it all came about?
Sure, Amit. I think it started about, should say, like 2 years ago. I was looking for something special for my husband, Raj. And I knew what I wanted, but I didn't know how to go about it. And that's when I started talking to a few people, did some research online, and started following a few blogs. I have been not an avid follower of blogs, but I do, when I get the time, I do follow blogs on timepieces. And that's when I came across your wonderfully written blog, and it really got me into the world of watches, the fascinating world. And I really wanted someone who had in-depth knowledge, understanding, and somebody who would not try to sell a piece. And that was very crucial. When I saw your website, I really loved everything about it. And after talking to you, I think the journey was just fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for your kind words. So you stumbled across a bunch of different blogs. Do you remember what those blogs were?
At the top of my head, I do not, Amit, unfortunately. Well, all I can say is that yours stood out. It just stood out, and yours was what I was looking for in terms of somebody who would understand a person, a client really well, and understands what a timepiece is and would kind of, marry both together. And that's what I was looking for. And that's exactly what I wanted. I didn't want to buy a timepiece. I wanted to buy a timepiece that would really be very suitable for my husband and something that would speak about him as a person too. So that was very important for me, and that's what really stood out from your blog, because you're very passionate about it when you talk about watches, the mechanics of watches, the aesthetic value of watches. So that really helps people like me who know just the superficial part of a watch but do not know what are the details about it.
Well, that's a very cool and very interesting story. And I think what made it special for me was that it was your husband's birthday. And yeah. I know you had gotten him a bunch of gifts. You got him a lot of different gifts. And I just, thank you for that opportunity very much. It means a lot to me. And, at the same time also, I think, do you want to kind of go through your experience? Like a lot of people like yourself, they look for watches and they don't know how to go about it, and they don't know who to talk to, because there are a lot of people who are just trying to sell them a watch. you know, in terms of your comfort level of working with me from the time that we spoke about what we were looking for, we narrowed down your search. We were able to get your husband a beautiful Raymond Weil timepiece. But, you know, now as far as the transactional part of it went, you know, do you want to kind of explain how that all happened? Because, you know, you meet someone online and you're not sure who they are. And, you know, there's just so many people out there who are not genuine and everything like that. How would you say the correspondence, the follow-up, the transactional part of it, you know, did you have any reservations at all? Were there, you know, was everything straightforward for you? Did you feel comfortable?
Sure, Amit. To begin with, the get-go, the best part was communication. It was very open communication between what I wanted, what yep. I was looking for, what I don't know about it. So that was very important for me. I needed the knowledge as well
yep.
as a client.
Yep.
I really need to understand. And that's where your expertise came in, which was very crucial for me in deciding a watch, differentiating between a watch and the watch. You know, so that was a very big decision maker for me. And you really helped me there. So communication was very vital, and I think we were right on top of it. There were times, you know, with our schedules, it was a meeting, but you always followed up, would find out, and you always gave me options. That was fantastic. You were not pushy at all or asking me, no, you need to go for that one for X, Y, Z reasons. You would state the pros and cons, and I really like that. You always state the pros and cons of every timepiece. And another very cool factor was that I was, as you said, there were many other gifts for my husband. So I did have a budget, which is very important to me, too. It had to be a reasonable budget. And sometimes I might have been unreasonable, but when I saw the importance of the timepiece that I'm buying, it really made me feel at ease when you assured me that this piece investment is worth it. See, that's another important aspect about timepieces. You need to feel that the investment that you make in it is going to be of a greater value. It's going to be the satisfaction that you get out of it is going to last you a lifetime. And that was something, another one great factor was that was a big decision-making process for me as well. And in terms of, you know, the transaction and everything. I think everything was so seamless. It was just fantastic. I don't know when it started and when it ended. I think it was the best ever decision I made. And I am such a big online shopper because I hate going out and shopping. Rewind 5 years ago, yes, I would do it. Now it's point A to point B. Just get what you want and head back. That just happens, that I don't have the time. But to get the expertise from someone who not only has the knowledge, gets you best what is there in your budget, gets you timeless classic pieces, and who does follow up and doesn't push you, not aggressive, making a sales pitch. That was another thing. I was very, very worried about this because I haven't ever met you. So for me, the genuine part and the sales part was very important. But then you made me feel so comfortable with it that let's just go with the flow and see if it happens. If it doesn't happen, that's fine too. So that really put me at ease and reassured me that, you know what, there are not many people out there who do what you do. And you do a darn good job at it. So
you're very kind. Thank you. That means the world to me. You know, and the thing for me too was, like just as much of a journey in the search as it was for you to get your husband the perfect timepiece, I was excited to do the same because it was such a monumental, you know, occasion. And, what was really cool was that, I mean, usually they always say no news is good news. But I remember when I was following up to make sure Charu got the watch, she was so busy and engrossed in so many different things and, you know, life happened. I said, I wonder if everything went okay. And then I get an email from Charu or a Facebook message, I think a little over a month ago. She was like, hey, again, it's me. And, she was so kind enough to remember me, and now something very important is coming up for her. It's an anniversary or a birthday coming up for you, right?
Yes, it's both, yes.
And now she's looking for something special for her. Her husband wants to buy her something special for her, and but yet she has to find out what she wants. And she contacted me again to work with her on this. So again, I'm honored and really excited to find you something special for you.
Thank you so much, Amit. I really, I wouldn't have gone to anyone else. I wouldn't have trusted anyone else to begin with. The past experience was so seamless. It was just so fantastic that I didn't see any reason why I shouldn't go to you at all. And after I told my husband, that's the funny part, when I told my husband this, how this whole thing unraveled, he was just as stunned as me. Like, really? You found a watch consultant online and you did that? I said, yes. I said, now I've been following his blog. I said, now I read his blog. I follow it whenever I get a chance because I love watches. Whenever I get a chance, I just open up his blog and I read about any and every watch out there. So it's fun for me and I get educated too. And then he said, if you're so much into it, then I think you need to just, you know, why don't you get a watch from him? I said, oh, that's exactly what I'm doing. If I do have to trust in someone, then I'm going to trust in Amit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you just made it a fantastic experience. And in fact, I think I've told many more friends about your exceptional ability, uncanny ability about watches, the way you sense personalities. That's the best thing about it. Face-to-face, it's very easy to find out and look at the behavioral aspect of a person and judge. But never meeting and understanding a face and a personality and trying to, you know, have a synergy with watches is something else altogether. And that is exactly what I felt with you. Without meeting, I just felt like we've met and you just know me as a person, as my personality. And that's fantastic.
Well, you made it very easy, Charo. You're very easy to work with as well. And I'm very, you know, believe me, there are some people I try to make sure that I sort of offer my services, not just on a transactional level, but on a personal level. And you don't always get a synergy. You know, it takes a lot for either you click with someone or you don't. But I think we clicked from day one. And thank God for that, for both of us. But I think that speaks volumes. And, you know, it's very cool too as well that, you know, and for all of those of you women out there who, you know, are afraid to, you know, dip your toe in the watch game, I mean, you're hearing a woman who's not only just bought something monumental for her husband or chose something, but who's very fascinated by watches. You know, I wanted to also tackle that side as well, Charo, like, what makes it interesting for me working with you is it wasn't just you being like, I need a watch for my husband. Can you help me? It was more like, I love watches. I've always liked watches. I have many different kinds of watches. They fascinate me. You know, you love the historical aspects. What got you into that originally? Like what makes you tick with watches? Pardon the pun, but what kind of makes you tick with watches and why watches?
I think it goes back to my family. Growing up, my family was very big into watches. My grandfather was very big into watches. I know, I think about, must be 55, 60 years ago, my grandfather and my grandmother owned about 4 to 5 Rolexes and Cartiers at that time. And he would gift her the best of the best watches in his travels around the world. And he would also wear, and he always said that, you know, he was not only a stickler for time. He believed in anything that you pick up, it should have history, and it should speak out to you. It's very important, two things. He was not only impeccably dressed as a person, he really, watches for him, timepiece for him was, and jewelry for a woman, and that's how it was. And somehow, as a girl, I never connected as much with jewelry as I connected with watches. For me, watches speak much more. And that's when I started, rummaging through my parents, my grandparents' watches, their timepieces. Some of them were those timepieces that he used to put it in his coat jacket, and then he would take it out and see that it was this cute, vintage, probably a 1700-1800 one.
Wow, like a pocket watch, like a vintage pocket
watch. It was a pocket watch, and he used to own many pocket watches. And he had he used to wear pocket watches, and he used to wear an Indian attire, and he would wear. So he knew exactly when to wear what. And my grandmother kind of got the same thing. My dad got the same thing as well. And I guess nobody in my family knows that I have a penchant. I really like watches, but I like the history behind the watch. Why? And I like the synergy of watch with the personality. It's very important. At least I believe that your watch should speak about you, but your watch should never overshadow or overpower you.
I'm 90%.
It should never do that.
A 1,000,000%. And I think that to me is so important what you just said, that a watch should actually highlight or accent who that person is on a subtle level, but it should never mm-hmm. overshadow who that person is. And I think there are too many people out there who wear watches for the wrong reasons, watches have become the ultimate status symbol, if you think about it, because it's mm-hmm. probably one of the most personal things one can buy. And what you just mm-hmm. said is really cool. Like, your grandfather obviously being impeccably dressed and wearing Indian attire and knowing which sort of watch to wear with which outfit. It's very sort of a sophisticated look. And, that's what's so cool about even like the search that we're doing for you. Like, I want to find you the perfect watch for you. And I don't know. I've never met Charu once in my life. Hopefully at one point we will meet. And it's so fascinating for me just by her voice, just by knowing what I know about her in the very short period of time, very small interactions and doses of interactions, that we're going to be able to find her something that fits her perfectly,
Definitely. I'm looking forward to that. I really am, because I think I'm very close to it. So I'm definitely, the whole journey has been just fantastic. Like I said, now the whole Pandora's box of watches seems much more fun, interesting, and I just want to learn more. So it's a great, great experience for me.
Well, Charu, I thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy, busy woman and you have a lot going on, and I know it's the morning. So kids, believe me, I have 1,000,000 nieces and nephews. I know how that can be. So I just want to thank you so much for your time today. I really look forward to working with you to get you whatever you want. And thank you again for making this, easily just as seamless as hopefully I have for you. And we will definitely be in touch very soon.
Definitely, Amir. Thanks so much for giving me this opportunity to talk about watches. It's my passion as well. And to talk to someone who is not only experienced, but who enjoys it as much and has made that passion into a living. And that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was a great testimonial from good client Charu Seth. Charu has been quite supportive for over the last 2 years. And honestly, I'm very grateful to her. I'm looking forward to getting her something special for her birthday/anniversary. So thank you, Charu. I'm also extremely excited because I take off in a couple of days for New York and for the Andy Warhol Museum. It's going to be jam-packed with culture, music, food, hopefully a lot of Guinness, and seeing a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. Hopefully a lot of great interviews will come out of New York City that will be shared with you in recent months to come. And I'm really excited and looking forward to it. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you're looking for a very cool and unique pair of sunglasses, look no further please check out Retrospects. You can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com, or you could check out their website at www.retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time anywhere within the U.S. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdavehonda@gmail.com if I can help you find that ideal watch for you. Also, please follow me on my Twitter and on my Instagram, where you can find the coolest pictures of watches that I've taken and people have shared with me all over the world. My Twitter and Instagram handle are at @AmitDaveHonda. Also, check out my Facebook watch page and don't forget to like it. If you want to stay informed without, committing to my blog on a daily basis, sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's free. It's a one-and-done process. I'll be sure to provide the link below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.